This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Secretary of State Colin Powell sets off tomorrow for a trip to India and Pakistan. The main goal is to hold together the U.S. coalition against terrorism. Powell is also expected to use the trip to calm tensions between the two South Asian nuclear powers as U.S. attention is focused on its military campaign in Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Before September 11th, Washington was building up its relationship with India as a main strategic partner in the region. But now, India's longtime rival, Pakistan, is once again a frontline state in a war in Afghanistan and a key U.S. ally. Stephen Cohen of the Brookings Institution says India wants to make sure this alliance with Pakistan is not a strategic one, as was the case during the Cold War conflict in Afghanistan.
From the Indian perspective, this was often seen as a zero-sum game. That is, to the degree we move towards India, we would move away from Pakistan. I don't think that's how the Americans saw it, and one of Powell's major tasks is to explain to the Indians that we don't have a zero-sum foreign policy in South Asia.
One way Powell can do that is to address the dispute between India and Pakistan over Kashmir and to encourage the two countries to hold peace talks. In a stark reminder of the troubles there, a bomb blast killed 40 people in Kashmir October 1st. A Pakistani-based group was implicated in the attack. India wants to make sure that the United States doesn't turn a blind eye to what it sees as Pakistan's support of terrorism, even as Washington battles terrorist groups in Afghanistan. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says Kashmir will be a major part of Powell's agenda. To illustrate his concern, Armitage cited former CIA Chief William Webster's description of Kashmir as the most dangerous place in the world.
The reason at the time was you had two then third world powers armed with nuclear weapons and you're shooting, shouting, and glaring at each other. Well, he was right 11 years ago, and I think he's still right now. And that's one of the reasons the secretary's going.
Armitage told reporters at the State Department this week that Secretary Powell will probe the minds of the Indians and Pakistanis to see if there is a way to lower the temperature in the Kashmir dispute. In Pakistan, Powell will thank Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf for his cooperation in the war on terrorism. Armitage adds the talks will also move beyond the current military campaign in Afghanistan to talk about what a post-Taliban state should look like.
We don't want to run it. It's not ours. We do, to the extent we are interested in a government, it has to be one that's broad-based and representative of all Afghans. Secretary Powell will be having these discussions with Pakistan, which has a very big interest in this.
The Deputy Secretary of State says past experience shows that a loose federation with a lot of local autonomy works best in Afghanistan. Selig Harrison, director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy, agrees. He says Pakistan has always had too much influence over Afghanistan. In fact, it was Pakistan that helped bring the Taliban to power. Harrison says Secretary Powell should make sure that Pakistan now signs up to the idea of a broad-based, multi-ethnic Afghan state.
The UN has been trying to promote this kind of pattern for a long time, dating back to the closing days of the Afghan war. Pakistan has refused to cooperate. The U.S. has never challenged Pakistan's position. It's basically been the attitude, well, we need Pakistan, so we'll let them run the kind of Afghan policy they want to have. Well, I think the indications are that maybe that attitude is changing.
U.S. officials, Harrison says, are coming to realize that they can't support Pakistan's desire to have a permanent client state in Afghanistan. India, he adds, wants to make sure that the United States is not paying too high a price to Pakistan for cooperation in the fight against terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.